juggle struggle. A friend of mine used this term a few years back, and I have used it probably about 50 billion times since then because I feel like it so accurately describes our lives as moms. There are 97 balls in the air, and one or more of them are inevitably going to drop. And when you are a mom with ADHD, you add to your juggling executive function challenges with organization, focus, motivation, and memory. So let me start out today by saying, bravo, mama! It is not easy raising tiny humans, and it's no wonder that so many of us are teetering on the brink of burnout at all times. This is why I wanted to share some of the ways or the hacks that I use as a mom with ADHD to keep my family running smoothly and support my executive dysfunction. All of that on today's episode of The ADHD Mompreneur.
Welcome to the ADHD Mompreneur podcast. I'm your host, Christy Lingo. I'm a mom and entrepreneur with over a decade of experience in both. I also have ADHD, so I know firsthand how difficult it can be to navigate the neurotypical world as a mompreneur with a neurodivergent brain. And since you've probably already stopped paying attention to this boring introduction, let's go ahead and jump into today's episode.
Something I'd like to mention before I dive into my mom hacks is that many of these are not the first iteration that I tried. Most of them took two or three rounds of trial and error to figure out exactly what would work best for me and my family. And I think it's an important point that many ADHD hack or any hack video or blog post don't necessarily address. It can take time and tweaking for you to find a solution that works right for you and your family. Use what I share today as a baseline or a jumping off point. If it works for you the way that it works for me, great, run with it. If it doesn't work for you right away, don't necessarily throw in the towel. It may mean that it just needs a little zhuzh in order to work for your family. That is one benefit of working with an ADHD coach. Since many of us ADHDers are like, if at first you don't succeed, let's throw in the towel and spend a lot of time researching another option. An ADHD coach can help you revise and retry solutions that you've already invested in to make them work better for you and your family. With that said, let's dive into 8 ADHD hacks for ADHD moms that I personally use all the time. Up first, save contacts with both the mom or dad's name and the child's name. I'm not the greatest at remembering my kids' friends' parents' names the first time I meet them or the 10th time I've met them, if we're being honest. That's why I started saving contacts with both my child's friend's name and the parent's name. My kids are still fairly young, and most of their friends don't have phones of their own, so most of the communication that takes place is calling between the parents' phones. Having both the parent and the child's name on the contact means that if I can't remember what Jackson's mom or dad's name is, I can just simply search for Jackson in my phone and the number will come up. I also like to use this method for saving service providers like plumbers or electricians or roofers, people that I don't frequently call and may not remember the name of, but I do want to be able to contact them in case of an emergency. Number two, put kids' uniforms in their activity bag rather than in their drawers. I started to use this system after my son wore the wrong soccer jersey to his game. Actually, in my defense, he wore the right jersey, but when we got to the game, the other team was wearing a similar jersey, and the coach always says, bring the other jersey, and I did not bring the other jersey. That is when we decided to start keeping complete uniforms, jerseys, shorts, socks, everything that he needed in a Ziploc bag, in the bag that had all of his other soccer things. This way, every time we go to the game, we have all the parts and pieces that we need in case we need to make a change. I've also gotten into the habit when I wash and fold towels of putting my son's swim towel directly in his swim team bag, as opposed to putting them in the closet, because more times than I would like to admit, my poor son has gotten out of the pool in the evening and had to dry off with his t-shirt. My third ADHD hack is to download an app blocker. To say that using an app blocker is life-changing might sound a bit like an exaggeration, but when I look at how using one has improved my time management, I think it would definitely qualify as life-changing. I started using an app blocker about a year ago because I noticed myself getting stuck in a scroll hole when I would wake up first thing in the morning. And as it turns out, mornings are my most productive time of the day. So I was really wasting the time of day when I could be most focused and most productive. I also struggled with scrolling in the evenings, which would prevent me from getting to bed at a reasonable hour. I'm currently using the Digital Detox app for Android, which allows me to schedule minimal app usage whenever I would like. I currently have my schedule set for blocking apps between 5 a.m. and 7 a.m. in the morning and 10 p.m. and midnight in the evening. You can also schedule app blocking for random times throughout the day. Let's say you need to do something focused or you notice that you're particularly distracted on a certain day. I'll be sure to link to the Digital Detox app for Android that I use in the show description, as well as a couple that I have looked up for clients using iPhones. Now, I haven't actually tested these, so I can't recommend one over another, but it gives you an option to try out. My fourth ADHD hack for ADHD moms is to carry a small notebook. I often talk about my need for external memory because thoughts go out almost as quickly as they go in. That is why I carry with me a small notebook full of things that I want to remember later. And this thing is a hot mess. It's full of tasks to complete, ideas for marketing, shows to watch on Netflix, quotes that I hear that I like, things that I need to add to my calendar. Chances are, if you got your hands on my notebook, you would not be able to make heads or tails of what is going on inside. But I can, and that is what matters. It's simply a receptacle for anything that I want to recall later that I am afraid, for good reason, that I won't be able to. Number 5, create a shopping list on your digital assistant. I'm not gonna lie, in 2016, when my husband bought me a first generation Echo Dot, I was a little like, oh, this is great, I love it, thanks. I'm not really a super techie person, and at the time, I really couldn't see the benefit. Fast forward 7 years, and my house is covered in Amazon digital assistants, and I honestly believe it is one of the tools that is most beneficial to managing my ADHD. There isn't a place in my house that isn't within a voice range of a digital assistant. In fact, my next 3 hacks will all deal with using a digital assistant of some kind and can be used on Amazon, Google, or Apple Home. In fact, you might even be able to use the digital assistant on your phone also. So this is how I use it for my grocery shopping. I got pretty tired of going to the grocery store and coming home and realizing that I forgot something like the olive oil or the salt because I had forgotten to put it on my list, or I had put a list on the refrigerator and forgotten to grab it on the way out to the store. And yes, I know I could have added it to my phone, but that means that in the middle of whatever I'm doing, when I realize that I'm out of salt, I have to stop, find my phone, open my phone, open my notes app, add it to my grocery list, and it is just so much easier for me to call to my digital assistant and ask her politely to add whatever item I have just run out of to my shopping list. I also know that when I get to the store, I can open up that app and everything that I have added will be there so I can hopefully forget less when I'm making shopping trips. My next digital assistant hack is to set reminders. This is something that we do regularly, especially in the mornings when we're trying to get out the door. We'll set reminders for things like finish up your breakfast, it's time to go get dressed, or make sure your teeth are brushed and your shoes are on because we're leaving in 5 minutes. You can either program reminders to happen on a regular basis if it is something like getting out the door in the morning to get to work or school, or wanting to wind down in the evening and reminding you to go through your bedtime routine. Or you can set reminders as needed. For instance, yesterday morning, my son told me that he had some homework that he needed to work on, but we had swim team practice and we had a birthday party. So at that moment, I told our digital assistant to set a reminder to do his homework at 6 p.m. that night. And wouldn't you know, we had forgotten, but when she came on at 6 o'clock, she reminded us that he needed to get that done before he went to bed. And my final digital assistant hack is to set an alarm to indicate a transition is coming. I really struggle with transitions and am totally guilty of trying to cram way too much stuff into an allotted time. That is why I like to set alarms to stop my hyperfocus and help me start the process of transitioning into a new activity. As an example, when I was writing the episode for today, I had a client call that was coming up. I set an alarm for 20 minutes before that client call was supposed to start, and that indicated to me that I needed to wrap up whatever thought that I was working on, go ahead and refill my tea or water, whatever I was drinking, maybe go to the bathroom and review the notes so that I wasn't flying into the call by the seat of my pants at the very last minute. It really helped me to ease into that transition rather than rushing it. And my final ADHD hack for ADHD moms is to clean with your energy. No, not like, but with the flow of energy that you have. I could think of about 10,000 things that I would rather do than dishes, probably more than 10,000. In fact, I struggle with motivating myself to do housework of pretty much any kind. But that improved greatly when I learned about and started working with my chronotype. Your chronotype is your body's natural tendency to sleep and wake at certain times. It also helps to chart the ebb and flow of energy during the day so that you can see the times of day when you would be most focused or most productive and the times of day that you really should be relaxing or recharging. For instance, I'm a lion, which means that I am a morning person and that the morning is going to be the time when I have the most energy and the most amount of focus. It's also when I tend to get the most done. But I was always trying to do my housework at home in the evenings, either just before or just after dinner, when my natural body rhythms are saying, hey, it's time to slow down and relax and get ready to go to sleep because you want to wake up at the crack of dawn. So I stopped beating myself up for leaving the dishes in the sink overnight and started working with my natural energy flow and doing the dishes after I dropped my kids off at school. And it has been an absolute game changer. Now, are they done every day? No, but they are done more than they used to be, and they're done more often than they're not done now. So I call that a win. Another win is that I now enjoy my evenings guilt-free on the couch with the dishes in the sink, knowing that I am abiding by the natural ebb and flow of my energy. If you'd like to learn more about chronotypes and take a free chronotype quiz, you can follow the link that I've listed in the show description. And that's a wrap for me today. I'd love to know if there is something that I mentioned today that you want to start implementing in your life, or maybe there is an ADHD mom hack that you'd like to share. I had so many ideas for this episode that I'm already working on a part two because I didn't want to make a 45-minute long episode. So leave a comment below or click the link in the description to leave me a voicemail message, and maybe I'll include your ADHD hack in part two. And since the holiday season is officially upon us, I will be back next week to share some tips for staying motivated and on track during the holiday season when there are just so many darn distractions out there. So make sure you've hit that follow button or subscribe button so that you don't miss any episodes of the ADHD Mompreneur.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the ADHD Mompreneur podcast. If you're a business-owning mom with ADHD, you're going to need to grab my free, customizable, essential checklists for ADHD mompreneurs by visiting bit.ly/checklistsforADHDmompreneurs or by following the link in the episode description. To keep up with my latest episodes, make sure you hit the follow or subscribe buttons. And do it now, before you forget. Until next time,